4:09 on your Monday afternoon. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley. My name is Haley Tenpass, and joining me in the studio for Ask the Experts Hour, get your lean on, Coach Tony is here. Happy Monday to you, Tony.
Hey, thank you. I'm back in the house.
You are back and ready to
rock and roll.
I like that. Give us some information on some good stuff today, too.
Absolutely. So before we start, it's kind of exciting.
Yes.
Got a new co-host here.
Happy to be here.
That's awesome. So, you know, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your background before we get into teaching them a little bit about health and nutrition?
Absolutely. Well, I am the brand new host here at Focus Fox Valley, 4 to 6 p.m. here in WHBY. Before radio, I was in television, as many people know. I worked in Green Bay for NBC 26 for 2.5 years, and before that was up in the Northwoods at Newswatch 12. Had a lot of fun in television, but I had my little girl who was born last summer and wanted to take some time off to be with her. So I spent the last 9 months or so hanging out with her, and this opportunity came at a perfect time. And now I'm just thrilled to be on the air with you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you. It's going to be a nice little twist to the show, I think. And it's going to be fun. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can talk about some stuff that maybe our previous host couldn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
A female coming perspective. From,
yeah, absolutely.
So there you go.
Absolutely. So, you know, I thought we'd do something a little bit different today. Normally I come in, I get inquiries, you know, throughout the weeks, sure. And I look at those inquiries and then I'll go and say, okay, yeah, this looks like something that a lot of people are struggling with. So let's go with these questions. But today we're going to take a little bit different approach.
It's rethinking weight loss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you were saying, Tony, that, you know, weight loss is not necessarily synonymous with fat loss or, you know, counting or trying to control calories, all those types of things in order to lose weight. It might work in the short term, but, you know, long term is what we really want to, the goal we want to reach here. So
absolutely.
Maybe you can explain this a little bit more detail for us.
Yeah, I can go into that. And you're absolutely right. I think more people struggle with long-term weight loss,
sure.
You know, in weight regain more than anything. We never really have a weight loss problem. We have a weight regain problem. But we just take the wrong approach. So, you know, what we need to realize first and foremost is that weight loss and fat loss are not one and the same. You can be burning calories to lose weight, but those calories and that weight may not be fat. In fact, the one-size-fits-all weight loss model for eat less and exercise more usually results in muscle loss, not fat loss. I think we can all agree that the greatest health challenge in today's society is by far the obesity epidemic. And according to recent National Health Nutrition Examination Survey, 70% of Americans are overweight and 35% are obese. And here's the bitter truth, Haley. The eat less, exercise more model for weight loss hasn't worked. I think we all realize that now. We still keep dipping our toes in it, but why? Because calories, and I talk about this a lot, calories don't control metabolism and therefore weight loss. Hormones do. It all falls back to hormones. So eat less, and guess what? You're going to go hungry. Exercise more, and guess what? You get hungry. Anyone who's ever prepped herself for a major cookout or a Thanksgiving dinner knows that if they want to go hungry, if they want to go to the party hungry, a good strategy is skip breakfast and lunch and make sure you exercise a whole bunch. And you'll go there and you'll devour the food.
Be ready to eat, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So therefore, the very thing that most professionals are telling us, either their patients or their clients to do, eat less and exercise more, is making it far more likely that the reverse will actually end up happening and they'll create metabolic disaster in the process. In fact, a report issued by the American Psychologist by Tracy Mann, UCLA Professor of Psychology Association, reported that up to 66% of individuals following a caloric model for weight loss end up fatter 2 years later than when they originally started their diet. Any other type of discipline with a failure rate that high would have been deemed useless and discarded long ago, yet as a society, we continue to do this over and over again, right? We find the next fad diet or try to nix our calories or we try to watch our portions. And we might lose a little weight in the beginning, but we always end up bigger than when we started. So what's the definition of crazy? Trying the same thing over and over, expecting different results, when in fact, we need to just try something new, try a new approach. In fact, more people in our country today are dieting and exercising than any other time in history. This is a true fact. So the question becomes, if we're trying to diet or more people are dieting and exercising than any other time in history, why are we now a fatter and sicker nation than we've ever been in history? And that's because we're taking the wrong approach. This alone provides us clues that the very thing that we continually are being prescribed as a solution is a monumental failure. It's just a failure.
Wow. Do you think people are doing these diets and not seeing results fast enough? So that's maybe why they are
failing? I think when they do a traditional cut calorie approach, they like the satisfaction of seeing results right away. But we'll get into what's actually happening metabolically to the body that's actually pushing them in a worse direction. Mm. They'll see some satisfactory results in the beginning. But in the end, and we'll talk about not being able to white knuckle through deprivation, they'll always end up going back to their old lifestyle. And we need to just change the lifestyle flat out. To end weight gain means understanding hormones, not just calories. Now, hormones are the messengers that tell the body to either burn fat or store fat, remain full or feel hungry. You're going to end up either craving or not craving. Enjoy balanced energy or feel fatigued. Hormones even impact your mood and motivation to exercise. You can think of hormones kind of as the same equivalent as software to a computer. They give the body instructions on what to do with the information that it's exposed to. Does that make sense?
It does. So what do you think is more important, the calories or the hormones?
That's a great question, and it's not a simple answer because it's not completely black and white. You see, calories impact hormones, but hormones affect calories. However, the impact that cutting calories have on hormones is recognizable and pronounced. When you cut calories to lose weight, the body automatically slows its metabolic rate and sets into motion a host of compensatory reactions that make you hungry, crave calorie-rich foods and zap your energy, and also slow your fat loss down. So it's doing just the opposite of what you want it to do.
Okay.
Now, a calorie-first approach leaves you at the mercy of your metabolism and completely reliant on willpower, which we know we cannot overcome long-term. And anyone who's ever gone through a diet knows that it's almost impossible to win the war long-term on battling or white-knuckling through deprivation or willpower. It just doesn't work long-term.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with Coach Tony. If you have any questions for Coach Tony, 281-1150 is the number here in Appleton. And we'll have more with Get Your Lean On and Coach Tony coming up in just a bit. For 21 the time, we are back with Focus Fox Valley and Ask the Experts, Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony, talking about rethinking weight loss, talking about the differences between calories and hormones. And Coach Tony, we were kind of talking a little bit before the break. I know so many people who think that if they want to lose weight, it's not to eat a lot of food, and they, you know, build up on a lot of things like, you know, just grapes or, you know, little oats things or really, really low calorie foods that they think are going to be healthier for them.
And that's so typical because that's what's been ingrained in us for the last 50 years. It's all about this energy balance thing. And I probably talk a lot more about this, you know, over and over again, but I'm trying to get people to understand the idea that, you know, if you nix your calories back, your body's going to make a natural reaction. The compensatory reaction is, oh my God, I'm being starved to death. I need to slow my bodily processes down so I can stay alive. And the first thing your body's going to do is hoard body fat because that's its protective mechanism or food for later. And it's going to burn away metabolically active tissue, which is muscle. So you're actually doing the opposite of what you want to do.
Exactly what you don't want to be getting rid of.
Exactly what you don't want to do is what we do. And then we end up trying these methods, and then all of a sudden we end up going back to normal, so-called normal eating, and we gain more weight than when we started. And we went, well, it worked for a while. Let me try it again. And you continually reset your body, so your body's set point keeps dropping lower and lower calorically, and then you end up wiping your metabolism out. And then you go back to eating and you gain a whole bunch of weight and you go, wow, what am I going to do now? Because you really messed your metabolism up. And it's not about eating less. It's about eating smarter.
All right. So how can we do that?
Well, as we, you know, we left off with, you know, a calories first approach is going to leave you at the mercy of a bad metabolism and completely reliant on willpower. However, if you take a hormone first approach, it's completely different. It reduces hunger, which you want. It controls cravings, which you want. It elevates your energy, which everybody wants to be more energetic. And it increases your metabolism, all which lead to automatic reduction of weight without even trying. Your body will automatically do this. These are its automatic processes. Yet we fight against them and we try to manipulate them and they backfire on us. You can't argue with evolution. You have to work within its boundaries. That makes sense.
It does make sense.
So this is a perfect scenario doing a hormone-first approach for body change, composition change, okay? Not just weight loss. Eating the right calories in the context of stimulating perfect hormonal balance, therefore leaving the number of calories. This is important here. Therefore leaving the number of calories we consume to be determined by your body's automatic signals exactly the way the body's designed. Let the body do the work for you. Don't try to manipulate it.
Now, this is something that a lot of us are not told or not taught. Why do you think? Yeah.
It's, well, because it's so, well, the dieting industry, you know, in a whole, traditional diets, they're set up for bottom line. They're not set up to help you. You're going to lose some weight in the beginning. You're going to end up, just like I said, not being able to white knuckle through willpower. You're going to go back to normal eating habits, which we all do because we're not really establishing a new lifestyle. We're trying a diet. We're trying somebody else's canned plan. Then you go back and you gain weight, and then you try it again, thinking, well, it worked. It was me. It was my problem. I failed the diet. When the diet's always set up to fail you, because guess what? If you win the war on weight loss using a traditional diet, they lose you as a customer. They don't want to lose. You're great for their bottom line. They just keep pulling money out of you because you think that you're the problem, not the diet's the problem. So, and if we really start to question this, are you like, okay, is this for real or not? Let's look at it this way. Let's see if hormones are predominant over calories. I'm going to ask two simple questions, and then you answer these questions, and we'll see. The first one is, how many calories? Now, this is going from a hormone-first approach rather than a calories-first approach, all right?
Okay.
The way I believe things should be done. How many calories does sleep have?
Any number. Like a number? You're looking for a number?
How many?
150.
How many calories does stress have? Now, I'm sure that these sound like, what? These are meaningless questions to people. After all, you can't physically eat, sleep, or stress, right? However, and there's a button everything, it's undisputable that they both have dramatic impact on how much you eat and what types of foods you crave. And they do this not because they're loaded with calories, what our minds are telling us, but it's because of the negative impact they have on hormones. Once again, proving that hormones are dictating what, when, and how much we eat every single day.
Wow. That does make a lot of sense. So I guess, how are we going to be able to maybe switch people's mindset on this and get this designed diet that actually does work?
That's a great question. So I'm going to go through five little things that people can like do to start to change their mindset on the approach that they're taking. And the first one is a big one. They're all very big. Think of fat loss, not weight loss. Now, there's more than one destination for a calorie. I know we don't think so, but there is. decrease calories and you may lose weight, but you'll most likely lose exactly what you don't want to lose, which is muscle, which is very calorie active. The more you have, the more calories you can burn naturally. Increase your calories and perhaps you may gain weight, but you could alternatively be gaining muscle. The type of activity you do will determine which one occurs. So this is why weight training or high-intensity interval training, or like what I do in my programs, is so powerful in turning weight loss into fat loss. It's the only form of activity, believe it or not, running or anything else doesn't do this. It's the only form of activity, which is weight training, that pushes extra calories toward lean tissue growth. Make sense?
It does make sense. And here's my question for you. You hear about, you know, lifting, and I know a lot of women might be thinking, but Coach Tony, I don't want to bulk up. I don't want to get nice and big.
Yeah, that's a perfect question. And the fact of it is for women in general, they don't have the right hormones to do that. Guys can barely do that, working out vigorously and intensely. So women surely aren't. They're going to, and we'll get to why you want to do this, but it's going to give you a physique that you want. It's going to give you a nice lean physique that looks physical, not a bulky physique.
Okay.
That's a very good misconception. A lot of women are afraid of weight training.
Yeah.
But they just don't have the right hormones to grow huge muscles.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, right? So the next one is to think of food as information. This is where we go very wrong. Think of it as information, not just fuel. Because look, a donut and a chicken breast may have the same amount of calories. We don't look at it that way. But one food will give you sustained energy, decrease your hunger, blunt your cravings, while the other one will provide less consistent energy and speak to your fat cells and neglect your muscle cells. So we simply must switch our logic from quality of food versus quantity of calories. And I wrote this in my first book. I stress it very much. Don't look at how many calories. Look at where those calories are coming from. That's the important thing. So within that mindset lies a secret to automatic, and I mean automatic. I talk about this when I speak a lot in public speaking, automatic weight loss without ever having to count or control calories. The way, again, the body's designed to work.
Wow. You got three more for us.
I do. We got some time?
We got some time? No, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony coming up in just a bit.
Today's segment of Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony is brought to you by Dr. Pete Haley at North Star Dental. Changing your smile by changing your life. Changing your life by changing your smile. Thanks, Dr. Pete.
All right, 4:36 from the Myron Construction Studios of WHBY. Focus Fox Valley, I'm Haley Tenpass. Of course, joined by Coach Tony in this 4 o'clock hour of Ask the Experts.
I am here.
You're here.
Yes, with my new co-host.
Here I am.
Awesome.
We've been having a lot of fun, Tony. I'm excited to learn a lot from you, actually.
That's great. That's what I'm here for. I hope all the listeners are listening and learning as well.
I have been learning a lot today, our first show together, actually, on something that I'll admit I've probably been someone who's done this in the past, thinking, oh, maybe you want to lose a few pounds and I won't eat as much food and that's going to work. But as you've been saying it, that's not the right approach.
It's not the right approach. And I think we all know it's not the right approach now after trying it for so many decades. And, you know, obviously I continually repeat that we are now a heavier and sicker nation than we've ever been. So maybe it's time to go back to the drawing board and look at what's going wrong and take a different approach. And that different approach now is hormones and what's actually happening with the foods that we're eating that is breaking our biology, and how can we fix that?
So you were talking about thinking about fat loss, not weight loss.
Yes, that's very important.
And food as information, not just fuel.
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, if you look at that, Haley, you know, when we take that approach, you know, again, going back to the breaking the biology, our first reaction is always, like you say, it's always the calorie approach. You know, we need to cut back on calories. So I'm going to get, I gave, you know, a couple tips, and I want to give a couple more tips on how we can take this hormone first approach to really start rethinking the way we should lose weight. So the next one in the series of five is, for every action, there's a compensatory reaction. What I mean by that is meals are not separate and distinct. What you eat, this is very important because this is so true. What you eat for breakfast will impact how much you eat and what you crave for lunch, which will also dictate and impact what you eat for dinner. It's a hormonal thing. Your choices at one meal will directly influence your decision at your next meal. And this is determined, this will determine either fat loss or fat gain. So when I talked about earlier, don't eat less, eat smarter. That's the new diet. That is the new diet. Don't eat less, eat smarter.
I like that.
There's a new, I mean, I should write a book.
You should.
About that.
There you go.
Only I'm writing my third book, which is Diets Think Outside the Box.
Maybe I'll just. The fourth book.
Right.
I think that's a great point, though, Tony. And I think also mentally that's a great point, because if you eat healthy in the morning, you're kind of mentally setting yourself up for success the rest of the day, because you want to improve on what you've been doing all day long.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, when somebody gets up in the morning and they do their exercise, mm-hmm. the first thing in the morning, they feel great, they're more energetic, and they go, if I do nothing at all the rest of the day, I've done that, and I've done something good for my body. But it is true that one meal will impact and determine what you're going to eat for the next meal just by hormonal responses. So there again, the hormone approach, first approach, is the way to fix this. So the next one in the series is shades of gray. So nutrition isn't black or white ever. It's got gray areas. And there's individual reactions to food may apply to one person and not the other. What I mean by that is the choice to drink a Diet Coke because it's zero calories may or may not be a wise decision for one person and may be a wise decision for another. This practice may cause cravings later for some people, where others will actually, you know, get over their sweet tooth by doing it. So each person is going to react different. The weight loss model completely ignores individual reactions to different foods. And the last one, and a big one, is forget what you weigh.
Throw away the scale.
It's one indicator, but it's not the end-all be-all. Mm. It really isn't. And what I mean by that is the scale can be the biggest liar, because it literally cannot tell you what's happening underneath the hood. So you might go, oh, you jump on the scale and you go, oh my God, that's great, I'm losing weight. But if you're losing metabolically active tissue, meaning muscle, you're actually crippling your metabolism and setting yourself up for some maybe short-term success, but long-term repercussions of metabolism slowdown and weight gain or weight regain. So gaining weight doesn't mean that you're gaining fat, therefore losing it, the same thing. What if you're actually gaining muscle instead? Realize that a pound of fat and a pound of muscle, this is where people go wrong. Well, muscle weighs more than fat. No, a pound of fat and a pound of muscle actually weigh a pound. They weigh the same. But muscle takes up less space because it's more compact or more dense. So you can actually look, 130 pounds and actually weigh 150 pounds. When you have developed a nice lean muscular physique, which we talked about before, women are afraid to do that, you know, physical activity, weight training, because sure. They're afraid that they're going to get bulky. Skinny and flabby is the look of weight loss and muscle loss. Lean and tight is the look of fat loss. And that's a big difference. You want to change body composition, not just lose weight. It's going to help stimulate your body long term. Always remember that you're as different on the inside chemically as you are on the outside physically. The weight loss game isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to a completely individual practice. Diet programs are proven that the game that you that it's a game you can't win. You never will. If you try to diet, you're going to fail, and you're going to keep going back to the same practice or premise that you've tried time and time again. Instead of being on a weight loss diet or become a fat loss detective, spend time to figure out your individual metabolic expression, psychological tendencies, and your personal preferences with foods. Do that, and it's not a matter of will you change your body, but a matter of when. And if you're having struggles and you're having a hard time with this new approach, this hormone approach, hey, reach out to me. Go to my website right now, getyourleanod.com. Hit the start button today. Send me an inquiry, and you can come in for a free one-hour consultation, and I'll give you all kinds of tips and show you the things and the methods that I do to help you change your body.
And you probably, you know, tailor it individually for each person because we are all different, and what works for one person might not work for the next.
Here's the really neat thing that I do. I went back to the drawing board after 20-plus years of trying to do the same thing everybody else does with prescription diet plans. Here, eat this, don't eat that, and totally revamped it and got away from that and went to a curriculum-style approach to nutrition, meaning I teach people the things that are breaking their biology, and then I help them figure out how much of the macronutrients, meaning fats, carbohydrates, protein, fiber, and water they need for their individual body. And that way they can base the foods they like. They can create their own program or their own eating habits based on the foods they like, based on my theories. And that's something that they can do forever. They don't have to use somebody else's canned plan, because as soon as I say, hey, Ellie, you know what? You got to eat salmon today. And you go, I don't really like salmon. You're off the plan.
Reading my mind. I don't like salmon.
Right. But if I can teach you in a curriculum style what's actually breaking your biology and what you actually need for your body, and you can fill those voids with the foods you like based on my theories, that's a winning proposition. You can do that for the rest of your life. You're going to be building your own lifestyle based on theory then.
Wonderful. All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you have a question for Coach Tony, 281-1150 is the number. And we will be back with Get Your Lean On in just a bit. I want to rock! I want to rock! 448 on your Monday afternoon. We're rocking and rolling here with Coach Tony. Get Your Lean On, part of Focus Fox Valley. My name is Haley Tenpass. And Coach Tony has been talking about a lot of really interesting stuff this afternoon. And here's a question for you, Tony.
All right.
Here's a question for you, Tony. We've been talking about fat loss, not weight loss. So when people are in this mindset, when people are starting to finally, you know, get their food and lifestyle choices figured out the correct and proper way, where is this fat going when we're losing all this weight? Is it going? Is it floating off our bodies? Or
it's a great question. You know, I had this question asked to me several times, probably within the last few weeks, you know, because we make these big mistakes and we think we know how to burn fat. And, you know, when I talk a lot to my clients, I talk a lot about breathing technique as much as I do training technique, because breathing is so critically important, not only just for physical ability and being able to do work longer, but for fat burning. So let me go, and I guarantee that there's a lot of professionals out there right now that are going to listen to this, and probably personal trainers, if you are, that are going to learn something from this right now, because we really think that, well, we don't really know what happens to fat. So some of the things that are pretty obvious are, well, we burn fat for heat and energy, right? Mm-hmm. Or, we sweat it out.
That's one that I've heard
often. And I always tell people, like we talked about, weight loss isn't synonymous with fat loss.
Sure.
Sweating isn't synonymous with fat loss either. So don't think just because you're sweating that you're burning fat.
Okay.
Okay. You're getting rid of water. There's no doubt about that. Another one is everybody knows that fat turns into muscle. Nope. Compositions are completely different. Neither one turns into each other. So because weight loss is usually loosely translated as burning more fat or burning more calories, most people believe that fat is actually converted into energy or heat when it's lost. However, this assumption violates the law of conservation of mass. Yes, it's true that the body oxidizes or burns stored fat and releases energy to meet increased demands. However, God, I love that word. I use it a lot in my books. Stored fat also contains a bunch of carbon and a bunch of hydrogen. In fact, the average stored triglyceride, single fat, contains about 55 carbons and 104 molecules of hydrogen. So what happens to those?
Exactly.
Good question.
I don't know what happens to them.
With a little help from oxygen, and this is why I say to my clients, it's so critical with your breathing techniques, and you know how to breathe correctly. Exhale when you're doing a contraction, and inhale when you're doing the opposite. And the reason why that is because when you breathe, your stored body fat is converted to a bunch of carbon dioxide, CO2, and H2O water. In fact, according to recent research, this is super important. This is pretty cool research. When someone loses 25 pounds of body fat, 20.5 pounds of that fat is actually exhaled as CO2, while the remaining 4.5 pounds is lost in water or bodily fluids, sweat, urine, whatever, you know.
Sure. So
it goes bye-bye.
So we're literally breathing out.
Yes. You are literally breathing out fat molecules. They're
wow.
broken down into carbon dioxide, and you're exhaling them. That's why if you don't have a trainer, people out there, that is cognitive of how important your breathing is to training, and not just the capacity you can train at, but burning body fat, you better get a new trainer.
It's interesting you say that, because I always thought that when a trainer was just telling you to breathe, it was just mostly telling you to breathe because I was so out of shape and I needed to breathe so I could, you know, keep going on with the workouts.
Right.
But there's
part of that. Yeah, there is a lot more to that. But part of that is true, because hyperventilating, and if you're not taking as much oxygen as you're exhaling, you're going to run short in energy. You're going to kaput out. No doubt about that. So breathing technique is important for all kinds of things, but it's equally as important for fat burning. So let's ask the question again, the burning question. Where does fat go when you lose weight? For the most part, it literally vanishes into thin air. You lose fat through your breath. So essentially, this isn't metabolism in a nutshell. In fact, one tool scientists commonly use to measure metabolic rate and to find out how many calories are burned through activity is through a calorimeter, which measures the consumption of oxygen that's produced of carbon dioxide. So therefore, your lungs are the primary organ responsible for excreting fat, believe it or not. Fat is not lost as heat. Fat doesn't turn into energy per se. It kind of does, and fat does not get turned into muscle or vice versa. So there you go. Your lungs are the primary functioning of excreting fat cells.
And do you think that, you know, as people are, you know, working out more and building up their energy and being able to do bigger and better workouts, mm-hmm. that helps that energy flow going in and out?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you're able to take in more oxygen. You know, blood is a component. That's why, you know, when I do my training techniques, I do high intensity interval training cardio acceleration, because I want my clients to be breathing correctly, taking enough oxygen, exhaling enough carbon dioxide, and getting their heart rate elevated and getting their body heated up. That all equates to body composition change right there.
And is that maybe why we should always be challenging ourselves in our workouts and trying to get a little bit better, or, you know, faster or stronger?
Yes, definitely. You always want to change your workout. And I change my clients' workouts weekly. Rep schemes change, weights change, cardio acceleration duration changes all the time, because your body's a smart machine. It likes to figure things out and do the simplest thing it can to get by. So you always have to challenge it. But that doesn't mean challenging yourself by going longer durations. It's training less and smarter, just like eating more and smarter, not less. Does that make sense?
It does.
So, yeah, you want to be very efficient in the gym. You don't want to waste a lot of time. 2-hour workouts are way long gone.
I like the sound of
that. It's all about efficiency. When you do my programs, you do less than 3 hours a week training. That's it.
So our conversation today, Coach Joni, has been about just rethinking weight loss. What's the biggest thing you want folks to take away from our conversation today?
I want folks to take away that we got to stop this madness of it's all about calories and believing what we see on TV about portion control and point control and calorie control, and knowing that we're breaking our biology with the foods that we're putting into it. We cannot lose weight eating less of the same foods. That's breaking our biology. We have to take a hormone-first approach. And if you want that hormone-first approach and a laid-out plan that can get you there, contact me, getyourleanon.com, hit the Start Today button, and I'll be more than happy to get you to where you want to go.
Wonderful. Coach Coney, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. It's awesome. It's a new evolution of the Get Your Lean On show.
New era.
Yes.
All right. Get Your Lean On with Coach Joni. Thank you so much. Part of Focus Fox Valley. And you're listening to WHBY.
At Colorado State University Global Campus, online education isn't another thing we do. It's all we do. Get an interactive education that's built for working adults like you and that employers demand. Explore your options at csuglobal.edu.